For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
We're Ashley's Blue. Who wants to be green, yellow, or pink?
I'll be pink.
Like so many, the Barbeau family of Charleston tries to stay busy while staying home during the coronavirus pandemic. Here they're taking turns in the board game Life.
Yep.
What'd I get?
Six.
One, two, three, four.
In real life, they take turns taking the youngest, 16-year-old Mary Ashley, to a clinic 3 to 4 times a week.
Can you hit the unlock button, please?
As much as they'd like, the Barbeaus cannot completely quarantine.
Ready to go? You good, Mary Ashley?
Mary Ashley was born with congenital nephrotic syndrome, a condition that required a kidney transplant when she was just 20 months old. It also caused developmental delays and left her hearing impaired. Her body later rejected the kidney. She's been on a transplant list ever since. Her life depends on going to a clinic for dialysis.
Hey, Mary Ashley, put your mask on, okay?
Even if it means potentially exposing her to COVID-19.
All right, remember to hit the button with your elbow, okay?
And Mary Ashley's compromised immune system puts her at an even greater risk. Her mother, Charlene, is a nurse. She's worried.
The population in a dialysis clinic is typically elderly. There are patients coming in from nursing homes.
She knows if Mary Ashley gets sick and resources are stretched thin, her daughter likely won't be a priority. Now there are reports dialysis equipment is in short supply and hospitals hit hard by the virus as critically ill patients suffer kidney problems. And a trip to the dialysis center isn't quick. Mary Ashley is hooked up to a machine for 4 to 5 hours. So her mother is trying what she's tried many times before, to get her daughter on home dialysis. The concern has been, is it safe? Can Charlene do at home what is performed for pediatric patients at only 2 clinics in the state?
It just really kind of touched my heart.
Charlene reached out to Nelson Amos, a patient consultant with NextStage, a company that leases dialysis equipment and provides training. He's also a dialysis patient.
You know, with this entire pandemic, I just thank God that I don't have to go to a dialysis center.
He immediately began researching ways to quickly and virtually teach Charlene how to use the machines. She is, after all, a nurse. Then he heard from Mar Pilawan, the operations director for Dialysis Clinic Incorporated, the Charleston Center where Mary Ashley goes.
And through emails, through texting, through phone calls, we made it happen.
Mar could have easily said no. He's strapped for staff because of the pandemic, and this hasn't been done for a pediatric patient before.
I saw the need to act on it because I think it is the right thing to do.
Doing the right thing, despite and because of difficult times, pulling together during a pandemic, and refusing to give up.
Honestly, I am just feeling gratitude.
Listen as Mary Ashley reacts to the news.
I'm happy!
What's she happy about? Last trip into the clinic?
Yeah.
That was her last trip to the dialysis clinic. She will continue her treatment and search for a kidney transplant from home. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.